Hello, everyone. Welcome to Blue Bench Podcast. My name is Gabby Crevett. I'm the communications director with the Montana Democratic Party. We have a very special show this week. I'm joined by interim executive director Justin Aylport and development director Tiffany Williams. Today, we're talking about all things state convention. So for folks who don't know, every other year, MDP comes together to discuss, amend, and vote on rules and procedures that govern the party's internal operations and decision-making process. So today, we'll ask our guests more about these important processes and what you can do to join us next weekend, September 13th through the 14th in Livingston, Montana. Justin, Tiffany, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Well, let's just dive right in then, guys. So what is MDP's state convention all about?
Yeah, so as you mentioned, we every other year hold our rules convention and officers convention, and then we do hold a convention every year. They're just different types of conventions. So in even years, we always hold a platform convention where we review our party's platform and add and take away or amend or whatever we need to do to that that instructs our values as a party and what we're focused on. And then every presidential year, we also hold a delegates convention where we choose the delegates for our national convention that, like I said, is held every 4 years. But we do hold a convention every year. Some of it is actually governed by state law that political parties have to hold platform and officers convention as the those two things set the directions of our party and the work that we do.
I like to think of state convention as like a family reunion. So you get Montanans from all corners of the state who come together and really set the tone for what the Democratic Party stands for in the state and who we are, what we do, and what values we hold. And at the same time, we have all these social events and educational events and opportunities for people to, you know, come just be together. Sometimes political work is really hard, and it's a great opportunity to kind of get a refresh.
So it's not just MDP meeting every year. It's all the Democratic state parties in every state meeting every year. And this is the law. Is that what I'm understanding?
Ours is particularly governed by state law. And then other states have different laws that affect them. But usually most state parties, from my knowledge, do hold conventions each year to conduct various types of business. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Interesting. So who is invited to attend the convention? And can you explain? I know there's delegates. I know we have our central committees there and their elected leaders. What roles do they play at this event?
Yeah, so this can get kind of complex and confusing. So I'm going to limit it to the two conventions we're doing this year, or our state convention, where we're going to have a rules convention and an officers convention. The kind of governing body of the Montana Democratic Party is called the Montana State Central Committee. So you have county central committees like Park County Central Committee, who's our host for this year's convention. And then you have the State Central Committee. The State Central Committee is the basis governing body of our state party, and that is comprised of four members from each active county central committee, along with our state executive board members, make up the State Central Committee. That's the body that will review and can amend any of our state party bylaws or rules, those same words interchangeably. Then for the officers convention, it's all of those same delegates, the State Central Committee, plus all of our current elected legislators. And then, of course, there's additional statewide delegates when we hold statewide offices that are voting members of our state conventions as well. So those are the two bodies and the delegates for this year's convention. And their role is to show up and be the voice of the areas and constituencies that they also represent, right? If you are a delegate from Flathead County, you're representing the Democrats in Flathead County, and voting to represent, you know, your area of interest there. And then they vote to whether we need to change any of our rules. And then they also vote to see who should be on the executive board, the state executive board, for the next 2 years.
Can you tell us how MDP landed on Livingston this year? I know last year we were all in Havre. This year it's Livingston. How does that whole process work out?
Yeah, this year we did something really fun and interesting where we basically polled a lot of our Democrats and asked, where would you like to host state conventions? So we, you know, we put it in our newsletter, we would send it out to the body, and overwhelmingly people said Livingston. And so it was really fun to kind of see where people, you know, not only want to go to have an event like this but also what their priorities are. To me, that said, because the other two contenders were Kalispell and Billings. And to me, that said that they would rather be in a more rural place than a big city or a bigger, you know, for Montana city that's more of a hub. And I think that there's a lot of historical, cultural, you know, obviously environmental significance of Livingston being there at the mouth of Yellowstone National Park, and especially at a time whenever the national parks are under duress from the administration, the presidential administration. I think that that says a lot about wanting to support those communities. And I'm really glad that we're able to host it here. There's going to be, you know, great historical tours going around. There's going to be some live music, you know, some different art galleries and shows. So it's a lot of things having to do with humanities and travel and you know, ecology and things like that, that kind of converge in Livingston. And I'm glad that we're going to be there for that.
That's awesome. Okay. We've kind of touched on this already, but I'm hoping for a little bit more detail. So from my understanding, Saturday is the Rules Convention. What takes place that day? What does the Rules Convention mean? And can you give us some examples of proposed rule changes? Is that something we can get into today?
Yeah, I don't actually have the examples in front of me, but the Rules Convention process is, like I said, the Montana State Central Committee is the body that can amend their rules. It takes a two-thirds vote to change any of the rules. Our bylaws are written that a Rules Convention can be called if needed, essentially, but we proactively have always done this, at least my tenure the last decade. And I think it's good to just be proactive in reviewing your rules rather than, you know, something coming up out of the blue that we have to call a special convention to deal with. And people are already gathering for the officers convention every other year. So it just makes sense to also call a rules convention, make sure that we're all good, see if anything needs to be changed. But essentially anybody can propose a rule change. There's a process leading up to convention that goes out to our, you know, all of our county parties, all the eligible delegates that could be attending, county parties, legislators, you have any proposed changes, they submit them, we review to make sure that they're in compliance with state law, and then we have a team of rules folks that actually run our conventions and chair our conventions that then compile those, send them back out to all the eligible delegates with 15 days notice to say, here's what we're going to be looking at the rules convention, so people have ample time to review them. A lot of it is, you know, pretty granular in the weed stuff, but it's, like I said, I think it's always good to proactively take a look at them.
So we have Sunday as well. That's the officer convention. What will that look like?
Yeah. So every, we're on this every other year schedule. So the executive board of the Montana Democratic Party is comprised of many different roles and people that are on it. It's a fairly large board that it serves 2-year terms. And so on Saturday, we will elect all these positions from chair, vice chair, secretary, treasurer, our district members, our district chairs. Our districts are the congressional districts, so the east or the west. I don't know the exact number. I'd have to count, but there's quite a few people that we do elect. And so it'll start in the morning. We start with chair, go to vice chair, secretary, treasurer, and then down through the district members. Folks will get up and somebody will nominate somebody. Somebody will second that nomination. The nominee then gets to say a few words as well as to why they would like to be on our state executive board. And then that body, like I mentioned, the Montana State Central Committee, plus all the current legislators, will then vote on the folks that they want to serve on the e-board for the next 2 years, who help set the direction of the party and are our representatives in all these communities around Montana.
Cool. Tiffany, are there any other events or details you think we should be highlighting about next weekend?
Yes, I'm really excited because we're going to have the opportunity, like I said, to have Democrats from all over the state in one place. And so for us as staff, it's a great opportunity to showcase what we do. We have a merch store that we're going to have set up there in state convention. We are going to have details about our bookstore, or sorry, our book club. In fact, I have some of the books here that we've been reading this year. So anybody who wants to sign up for that can come to our little table and participate in our book club that's starting back up in the fall. One thing that we are going to do is we're going to let Park County really kind of take the reins and showcasing what they want us to know about Livingston and about Park County and their own community. And so they're starting out with a huge welcome dinner for anybody who wants to come, who's an attendee of state convention on Friday night. They'll also have kind of this really cool interactive map that's going to showcase like where you can go to grab a nightcap before you, you know, head home for the night, or where you can go for live music, or what the best coffee shops are in town where you can grab a bite. There's going to be a DEMS 101 gathering at a coffee and pottery shop where there will be breakfast, and it'll be a great chance to learn kind of how to become more active in the Democratic Party, or just what the different roles are. It's a lot for somebody who just walked into this who wants to participate in a higher level of politics. Then maybe just volunteering like once or twice a year, but also doesn't quite know where to begin. So it's going to be a great opportunity for them to ask their questions and learn more about that. We have what's called Saturday Celebration, and it's after Rules Convention Saturday night. It's going to take place at the 1900. It is a ticketed event, but it's going to be a great opportunity to come and network and maybe meet some of the people that you know, if you're a delegate that you're going to be voting on the next day at officers convention. We are doing a beautiful tribute to Pat Williams, Montana's longest serving congressman, passed away earlier this summer. And so we have some really special things planned to honor him and to honor his legacy here in Montana. And so some of that will take place Saturday night. And one thing that I'm excited about, I just heard about it yesterday, but the retired Yellowstone buses are actually going to be doing a historical tour around Livingston just for our attendees. And so, you know, again, something that if you're coming to that, please make time in your schedule to participate in that. It's going to be a lot of fun, and it's going to be a great way to learn more about Livingston and its history.
I guess this question's for either of you. Why is it important to hold this event every year?
I'll let Tiffany speak a little bit to like the what we mentioned about being a family reunion and the connection piece. What I can, and it's very important, she can just say a lot better than me. For another thing that's really important though is like it's pretty unglamorous work that we're doing over the weekend, honestly. It is the pretty mundane party business, good governance. Like that's what a lot of this is, like rules convention and reviewing our rules is like just good governance, right? And being proactive and making sure that our rules reflect our values and what we are, how we'd like to operate as an organization and our inclusivity and all of that. And then officers, you know, like you have to have members of your executive board, right? And we have a very open democratic process in which we choose those members. So the proper functioning of our party and our organization, like it's required and vital work, but a lot of it is just like governance work of our party. That's why I always say it's pretty unglamorous. As you guys have known, you've been through conventions, it's always great to see everybody, but the business itself sometimes can get kind of lengthy, but it's really important work that we're doing.
I think it's also really important for good vibes. Like everybody who is doing this work tends to be doing it in their own little corners or pockets of Montana, and they are in the trenches every week, every month. And they don't necessarily get to come together with other people who are also doing the same thing, but maybe in a different pocket or corner of Montana, and learn from each other and validate each other. And so I think that it's a great opportunity for people to just be in the same room and learn and grow and be inspired by each other.
So who can attend? Is this open to the public?
Yeah, it is. So you do have to register even as a guest or a visitor to watch the proceeds of the proceedings of the convention. And Tiffany, I don't know if we've mentioned this, but Tiffany is the extraordinary that's been planning this year's convention. And we're very grateful for all of her hard work. And she's the gal to reach out to with any questions you have, or if you'd like to attend, she can send you the registration link. So no, you don't have to be a delegate. And she mentioned there's a lot of fun things going on in Livingston, and a great opportunity for Park County Dems to showcase their city. So yeah, we welcome all.
Okay, so how does this event help shape the direction of the Montana Democratic Party?
Yeah, so there's lots of impacts from all of our conventions, and specifically this one, right? Our rules govern who is on our executive board, how we participate in primaries or lack thereof, how we govern ourselves and make sure that we ensure open and transparent processes, all of these things, right? And we have really good rules that guarantee all of those things. And it's always make sure that we're fine tuning those. Additionally, you know, as we know well, that's why we're in politics, who our leaders are matter, right? Like who we have that's going to help us bring this party together and lead it forward matters. The members of the executive board, as I said, they represent the different areas of Montana and the communities in which they live. And we need strong leaders as we find ourselves the place we are in Montana that are fighting every single day to promote our party and bring more people into the fold. So yeah, there's lots of consequences of where the direction of the party goes from this convention. I think we have a good group of people that want to be involved in our party and are going to be running for our executive board. So we all will eagerly await the results.
Awesome. Justin, Tiffany, thank you so much for joining this show, and I'll definitely be seeing you guys next weekend.
Thanks, Gabby.
Good. Thank you, Gabby.